Dr. Lori Moore appeared on In the Company of Angels, Fox News, NBC, CNN.com, and Sing Beyond. You can find some of her appearances on YouTube where she is dialoguing with Bill O'Reilly, Deepak Chopra, Ganja Gate, and Penelope Smith. She is an author of Creative Intimacy and Animal Miracles. She offers human counseling sessions and animal communication sessions by phone, Skype, and in person. I met Dr. Lori in Santa Cruz, California in 2010, attending a talk at Gateway Books. Because of our work together since then, I have gone through significant changes. An important change has been that I am able to release into deeper feelings in the moment and experience a much deeper openness and a deep quality of love and joy. It has enabled me to be consciously aware of my life moving towards wholeness. I enjoy the intimacy of the small group because we are all able to share and support each other in a very personal way. Today we call in from New York, Illinois, California, and more places that feel like we are in the intimate setting of Dr. Lori's living room, a place where I went through much shifting while attending communication with All Life Satsang. Welcome everyone now, and welcome Dr. Lori Moore.
Welcome everybody, and I'm sorry that some people are having trouble getting on or something's come up. I'm going to give an overview this morning of what it is that is the crux of these groups and seminars and events where people come to gain something, so that what is being offered and how it's being offered is crystal clear, because there's so many different methods of self-transformation, spiritual awakening, self-help, and every method has something in common, and every method has some kind of perspective, some glasses through which people are invited to look temporarily and then take the glasses if it helps their lives, or take the glasses off. And in my work, you're always invited to use the glasses as a tool, but I would advise you never to keep them on permanently, and just use them when they serve you and don't use them when they don't. What I have aimed to create over the years is a vortex in which, meaning just an energy field, a point of view, a creation, in which people can strengthen their ability to manifest a life, a society, a globe, a world, in a way that is in harmony with their heart's deepest desires. So whereas some methods teach people to push and accomplish something that appears a certain way or, is measured in a certain way at all cost, what I'm inviting people to do is to create from a place that's surrendered. So it's a very different process to end up with the same kind of successful creations in the world, whether the creation is professional or relationship, or job, family, community, habit, building something in honor of this globe and how you want the world to be, or just your own personal project, whatever the personal creation is, I'm inviting people who feel the call, because it's not a matter of there's a right way or a wrong way, it's just people who feel the call to discover in your own way how to do that in such a manner that you find yourself awakening into deeper and deeper states of peace, into deeper states of love, into cleaner and clearer states of cooperation and joy and fulfillment. And the biggest clue and key I feel I have found that seems to be universally true, that seems to work in all religions and no religions and all spiritual paths and no spiritual paths and philosophies and businesses, that is sometimes or really often overlooked, and I know I overlooked it for many years, is that when we face, when we merge, when we open to what it is that we think we want to avoid, fix, change, get rid of, run from, fight, when we simply sit and open to it, whatever it is, whatever non-preferred feeling or imagined event or actually happened event, that we move through layers. So we might move through a layer of our mind's articulation and description of the event and start to sink into the emotion that we are experiencing that makes us not want something to be true. And once we can sink deep into the emotion, really fully face it and meet it, it begins to dissipate and we find ourselves in new territory, sometimes vulnerable at first, but very quickly, vast, spacious, new kinds of experiences of unconditional love and joy and peace. So rather than trying to force ourselves into something that can't be forced into, we surrender into what is, like the Buddhists do. I'm just taking it to more of a feeling level, and we experience it through our heart like the Sufis do. I'm just taking it to more of an invitation that all is welcome. We're not trying to get rid of anything. And then we find that this universal love that is spoken of by the Christians and the Hindus and the atheists and all people, it is right here. It's here when we can really face whatever is happening. So the deepest invitation of these calls is to face what really is happening rather than what we think we're supposed to be, who we think we're supposed to be. The human race is full of who we're supposed to be, which we're not, what we're supposed to think, which we don't, how we're supposed to feel, which we're not feeling. And it's really a kind of a message of self-hatred we give ourselves over and over. And so my invitation to all of us, myself first and foremost included, is to keep stopping, pausing, and stepping in to what really is our experience. And from that, what I've discovered is manifestation does occur. We can create beautiful arenas of profession and relationship and whatever else we and solitude and whatever else we feel called to create while we walk this earth for just so many breaths. So I invite people in this call to be here for whatever reason you're truly here. There's no right or wrong. We're all completely different. And the more honest people are and share what's really happening with them in the moment, not based on what anyone else shared, but just on you, the more support can be given. And we do. I have introduced 8 steps that people use frequently, and you don't need to know them to be on this call. They'll come up and throughout the calls, and there'll be opportunities to work with them. And everyone who's come to this call has been introduced to at least some of them one-on-one, if not in a group. So I'll do more of that today, and I wanted to start by letting each person share what you really would like to give and receive by being on this call today in the presence of others. I ask that when one person's sharing, we simply give our heart and presence to that person and view them as inherently valuable as is, as if they are part of our own heart and consciousness, suspending. If judgment comes, just watch it go through the mind, but opening to the possibility that whatever this person is sharing is just exactly valuable the way it is, the way it's being shared, and is a contribution for us to discover. So who would like to start? And please say your name and where you're calling in from if you start. Actually, Kristen, will you start? Oh, I'm sorry, one other thing. I am taping today, so you will hear the tape go on and off. I apologize for the noise. And if you're going to say something that is really personal and should not go on a tape that could end up where others could hear it, just say, I'm about to share personally, and the tape recorder will be turned off. If you forget and at the end of the call you say, oh, my God, I shared something, I don't want that ending up where others can hear it, just email me immediately and you will be honored and respected.